And let's see. If a white man got mad with a colored man, what might he call him?
Nigga.
And if a colored man got mad with a white man,
he'd call him cracker.
Okay. Can you think of any other names like that?
Any other names? Well, I don't.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word buckra?
Oh, yes, I have.
Now, would that mean the same thing as crackle?
It's referring to the white race.
Well, is it an insult? I mean, you know, if you call the cracker, it's an insult, but if you...
If you call him buckra? Uh-huh. No, I don't know, because I've never used the term with a person. I always try to address a person as you know, it's that I should, you know, and not. But I'm afraid people use that name, buckra. But I don't know now whether it's, I couldn't say whether it's an insult or not. But I guess they would rather say that and say cracker.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully
angry.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child
was ill.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
The stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Serenade.
Did you have one of those?
I sure did.
And what was it like? What did people
do? Well, at first dog, I heard a lot of talking. And so, see, we it was the same house, but it was in Ringo. And the front was turned this way. And on the side was Methodist Church, and they been around the Methodist Church, and they were talking. So I said to my husband, I said, well, what is all that talking? He said, I don't know what the people are talking about over there. So they stayed around till we went to bed. About 10 o'clock, maybe at 10:30, somebody shot right outside the window, and then they started. And I saw the curtain, drew the curtain back on in the window, and looking, I could see him just the cowbells just a ringing, and oh, they was carrying on. And so, my husband had all his windows fixed, but the kitchen window, he hadn't fixed that one. He just had it where he could use protection for at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so his friend went there, and they said, don't go in there, sir, cause you know, they called him Deke, because he's Deke in his church. He said, Deke get mad, he'll shoot. So he said, I'm not afraid. And that time, he telling me about, they can't get in here. And when he said, I said, yes, they in here now. So he had a fresh marriage. He had two sons, and the baby son was back in the room. He got up and locked his door. So instead of us locking that door, we didn't do it. And when I looked, they were coming in the door. They just come in there and lift him on out, you know. And they lifted on out. And time they got him clear of the door, I shut the door and locked it. So the women couldn't get in to get me. They were standing right outside the door. So when they cleared the door with him, they would crowd in and get me. I just pushed the door and locked it right there. And Lord, they had a time. And what got me? I didn't have my floor covered, and I had cleaned up and had mopped all this room. And it was new lumber at that time. Ooh, you could imagine how it looked the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
I had some nasty house. So I didn't serve cake and wine and